Media pushes inflammatory language narrative as leftists hang effigies of Tories from bridge. By Jack Montgomery on September 29, 2019. As the mainstream media pushes the narrative that anti-Brexit MPs are being endangered by inflammatory language concerning their surrender to the EU, left-wing activists have hung effigies of Tories from a bridge. For days, mainstream media broadcasters such as Sky News and the publicly funded British Broadcasting Corporation, BBC, have been giving great prominence to the claims of Remain MPs such as Paula Sheriff and Jess Phillips that Prime Minister Boris Johnson describing parliamentary legislation designed to force him to ask the President of the European Council for another Brexit delay and accept whatever extension he is offered, subject to parliamentary approval, as a surrender act is putting their lives at risk. The MPs, many of whom sit on the Labour benches and have not been shy about branding Brexiteers as fascistic, extremist, and much more besides, have claimed talk of surrender and betrayal of the voting public is inflammatory and could inspire a Joe Cox-style killing, claims Boris Johnson described as humbug, to howls of fury. However, much more overtly inflammatory behavior is taking place at the Tory party conference in Manchester, where left-wing activists have, not for the first time, hanged effigies of Tories from a bridge, along with a banner reading 130,000 killed under Tory rule, time to level the playing field. This is what actual incitement looks like, commented Tory MEP Daniel Hannan. The outrageous claim that Conservatives are deliberately killing people is habitually made by Labour MPs, including Jezza, Jeremy Corbyn, himself, he accused. Yet they complain that calling their collusion with Brussels a surrender act is incitement? Pure humbug. However, while media coverage of the incident is not non-existent, it has been notably subdued compared to the prominence given to covering and discussing the inflammatory language claims. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.